Amity Farr started her journey to a minimalist lifestyle in 2009 after reading the book Secrets of Simplicity by Mary Carlo Magno. The Springfield resident says learning how to live a simple life has rewarded her with much more than she ever imagined.
It's about living the good life with less. It's about buying less and having more. And what I mean by that is more free time, more resources at your disposal like money, and a better chance of living your dream.
The main purpose of a minimalist lifestyle is to remain focused on the important aspects of life: your health, relationships, passions, and personal growth. Farr says by streamlining her life, she no longer stresses about money or scheduling. And the best part, it allowed Farr to live out her dream of becoming an author, which she says never would have happened in her previous lifestyle.
I lead a charmed life, and I have to credit minimalism with that, as well as the grace of God.
The minimalism trend is catching on for some, including Julie Knight, a Springfield woman who is now finding peace in her new lifestyle.
When I look around a room that has fewer things, and the things that are there are things that I know are useful and they're things that I love or I consider beautiful, I just feel more peaceful.
Amity Farr admits the minimalist lifestyle may not be for everyone, but believes it is worth a try.
Minimalism is about finding the essential. It's not about austerity. It's not about doing without. It's about getting to the point where everything is meaningful. And I think that most people, if not all people, could benefit from something like that.
To learn more about a minimalist lifestyle, you can visit Farr's blog at minimizeme.org. Minimize, Kill Your Debt, Live Your Dream is available on Amazon. For KSMU News, I'm Taylor Vance.